Massachusetts has much to brag about, including a booming innovation economy, low unemployment, and incomes that are among the highest in the country. But the state also has some of the highest rates of economic inequality, a fact we've known about for some time. Now comes more data from the U.S. Census Bureau that further describes this vexing challenge. Evan Horowitz has taken a close look at these numbers. He's the Boston Globe's Quick Study columnist, a Radio Boston regular. Welcome back, Evan. Thanks for coming
in. Thanks, Anthony. It's an honor to be associated with fungi.
Okay, we're going to move on from fungi and talk about this data, which shows that by many measures, the Massachusetts economy is humming along. But when it comes to the middle class income, as you write, middle class income growth, poverty reduction, and health insurance coverage, the state is lagging behind. Right?
It's not what you want to see. It's not what I expected to see. But yeah, households in the middle of the income distribution did not see significant income gains in 2017, which they should have, given that unemployment was dropping and the economy was doing quite well. And people at the bottom of the income ladder also seem to be struggling.
Mm. So if the economy as a whole is so strong, and we hear about this all the time, there are all kinds of numbers that indicate that it is, why are typical household incomes not really growing along with it?
Well, I mean, that is the big question. And it's important to realize that it's a fundamental question. That is, when people say GDP is growing or the economy is growing, what they really mean is there's more money, there's more wealth around than there used to be. So that income, it's going somewhere. It's going into somebody's pocket. And if people in the middle of the income distribution aren't getting it, it means somebody else is. I mean, there's no way around that. So the first thing to look at is who's getting it? And it does seem like people towards the top were the ones who captured most of the gains in 2017. There are a couple ways to see that. One is that there was an increase in the number of households earning over $200,000. Mm-hmm. Now, I wish we could break that down further. We don't yet have, I mean, was it over 500,000? Was it over a million? I mean, $200,000 in Massachusetts is not all that much money. It's, you know, upper middle class, very upper middle, whatever it is. But it's a sign that a lot of the money was going to the top. The other is we have this very fancy measure of inequality called the Gini coefficient.
Now tell us what that is.
Well, I would, but it involves way too much math for radio listeners. But basically, it is the most well-regarded total measure of inequality. If you want inequality in a number, that's the number. And it jumped significantly in Massachusetts in 2017. And that's just another sign of where the money went, not into the pockets of people in the middle, but into the pockets of those at the top.
So let me throw a theory at you that I heard a while back. We've been talking about economic inequality in Greater Boston for many years. So there's this theory that you can look at it, that there's this theory that says, and it sounds cold-hearted in a way, that in fact, it's a good thing because it means lots of people are doing very well at the top and that lots of people at the bottom of the economic ladder have chosen to come here because there are lots of services. There are housing. There's housing. There are other benefits that make this a reasonably attractive place for people to get started and to start moving up that economic ladder. But of course, in so doing, it increases the gap between those highest earners and the lowest earners. So, do you buy that at all?
No.
Okay, next question.
No, I don't buy that. It's certainly true that it's a good thing that the economy is doing well. And a thriving economy should have some distribution of people who are doing exceedingly well and people who are moving up. We had such a distribution when the economy was much more equal in the 60s and the 70s. There were much wealthier people and there were much poorer people. But the degree to which that has tilted since then is, let's say, unnecessary to a thriving economy. So I think the bigger issues in terms of why we're having inequality is not like it's necessary to economic growth, but the power of workers and the power of middle-class families to negotiate for better pay has been eroded over time. Partly that's the decline of unions. Partly it's the consolidation in industries. Like, you know, there used to be lots of pharmacies and now there are basically two. Mm-hmm. And so it's harder to sort of get your employer to pay you more by threatening to go work for a competitor. So it's things like that, I think, that seem to be driving inequality, even in Massachusetts.
Another question I have about this that I'd love to hear your views on is inequality. And by the way, in laying out that theory that I just laid out to ask you about, with which you strenuously and forcefully disagree.
It wasn't personal.
No, no. And I'm not saying I buy into that. It's just something that has made me think when someone sort of put it to me. But another idea is inequality isn't the problem. A lack of mobility is the problem. In other words, if you have economic inequality, but you have the means by which people can move up that ladder more easily, then the issue of inequality is less severe.
That might be. I don't really think you have to choose. They could both be problems, and they both are problems. That is, it's inequality makes mobility harder because it makes jumping between parts of the ladder that much more difficult.
Yeah.
And it reinforces power. As people gain more and more money towards the top of the ladder, they can use that money to reinforce their social power by, say, lobbying for changes in tax laws that will help them and not those at the bottom. So it actually undermines mobility. There's also all kinds of crazy research, and we won't get into this, that no society has basically ever had mobility, that the same families who are at the top of the income ladder in Sweden in the 15th century are there today. It's really interesting research, and that mobility is kind of a myth. I will say also this, because it's not just about the middle class and the top. We also have this problem with poverty in Massachusetts. The rest of the country saw a big drop in the poverty rate in 2017, a really substantial decrease. And Massachusetts didn't, not at all. And that
now,
one,
what explains that?
So that one I found sort of the most surprising, also the most kind of disturbing, because you really expect that when an economy is doing well, as ours is, and when the unemployment rate is dropping, that should mean more people who didn't have jobs now have jobs. And those people who didn't have jobs, they were more likely to be in poverty. Now they have jobs, they should be moving out of poverty. If they're not, it means either wages aren't what you hope, or it means really poverty is a problem that is just separate from the job market. Poverty is a problem that we often think of it as about workers who need money, but actually maybe it's not. It's about kids, it's about people in school, it's about seniors. And actually, the majority of people living in poverty do fit these non-working categories. They're people who we wouldn't even want to work because they're students or they're caretakers or they're seniors. And getting them out of poverty isn't about a better job market. It's about something else.
Boy, thank you for coming in and sharing these numbers.
And depressing that, you and with
that made me feel a whole lot less confident about the world around me. But important stuff from Evan Horowitz. He's the quick study columnist for the Boston Globe and a Radio Boston regular. His column on the new census data is entitled So Much for the Massachusetts Miracle. We'll have a link to that at radioboston.org. Evan, thanks again.
Oh, it's great being here.
Listeners, stay with us. There's more ahead. I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.